See, I feel like there should be a guy handing out little cups of water at about this point on my run. I mean, podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn, and welcome to the Elite Coup Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 32, Gen Jocks and Captured a Dude. Okay, so, you know, okay, Gen Jocks is this little, like, multiplayer arena shooter game thing going on, and Captured a Dude is this game about beating people up and drinking Mountain Glue and dumping dorks in dumpsters. You might think to yourself, what do these two games have in common? Nick, why are you such a crazy bastard? You can't put these two completely separate games together. And I say to you, aha! They are not actually that different. Okay, in gameplay they are completely different. In style and theory they are all completely different. What it is that they have in common, they were both developed by students at the DigiPen Institute of Technology. I've actually been sort of a fan of DigiPen for a couple of years now, going back. Because when they have, and have had for a while, a program in game design, game theory, game programming, I'm not exactly sure what it is. All I know is that it means that if you go to digipen.edu, there's a huge list of games made by the students, free for download. And some of them are actually pretty fun. Like the two I'm here to talk about tonight. And I'm sure I'll actually be going into more of the games from DigiPen at a later date, but I figured, you know, these are a couple of simple ones, a couple of classics that are a good way to introduce DigiPen and the kind of cool stuff that comes out of there. So, jumping right in, Gen Jocks. Okay, games like, you know, Machines and Weapons, Crimson Land, Smash TV, any of the games where it's sort of a top-down shooter and you take on hordes of enemies. This is like that, except without the hordes of enemies. It's almost kind of like Quake 3 Arena, in that there's an arena, and you shoot each other, and some explosions quake the ground and screen. Okay, so it's not all that exciting. What it is you choose a ship, you fly around, there's about 6 or 7 different weapons, including rockets, machine guns, rail guns, laser beams, some sort of interesting ricocheting bullet missile gun. That's always fun and tricky to use. And, it's just a sort of high-action shooter. There's walls that you can only shoot one way through. And this whole game has this sort of, like, future industrial vibe. It's almost like if you combine Aliens with The Running Man. That's kind of the vibe you get from this game. But, you know, it's like I was saying, it's very simple. It has, you know, when you get on a killing spree, the crowd starts cheering for you, and you're like, yeah, I am that awesome. Except, you know, you're really not, because you're playing this silly little game. But it supports at least 8 players over LAN, and it's fun to have around. It's something good for LAN parties. You can just pick up and play and have some intense matches, because it's very well balanced. All of the weapons have their own sort of purpose. They do different amounts of damages. There's health and power-ups. The maps are fairly well designed. There's they're set up so that you can have corridors, so that there's trap rooms with, you know, walls that let you shoot in but not out, or vice versa if you want to be odd, or vice versa if you want to twist, or not vice versa at all. All the graphics are well done. Sounds, you know, sound good. Sounds like some sort of futuristic shooting arena, which is really nice. And, you know, if you got, like I said, it's a game that you keep around if you're at a LAN party and you want something simple to just shoot each other with. You know, it's not something that's going to give you motion sickness like some people might get at first-person shooters like Quake or... But yeah, it's simple and it's fast-paced and it's fun and it can lead to some intense matches and favorite memories. Maybe not favorite memories, I can't think of. It can lead to some pretty intense matches, so... But yeah, Gen Jox, it's a really fun, fast-paced, top-down shooter made by a bunch of college juniors in 2000, so it's good to know. So, moving right along to Capture the Dudes, which is also a game made by juniors at DigiPen in 2000-2001. The first reason to love Capture the Dude is because the art style is clearly based on River City Ransom, a.k.a. Downtown Niketsu Monogatari, a.k.a. Downtown Niketsu Story, a.k.a. Downtown Hot Blood Story. Basically what it is it's a brawler slash capture the flag game, except the flag is just another player. Apparently this game supports up to 32 players, which I didn't know because I don't think I even know 32 people, and is actually pretty fun if you get enough people, because, you know, there's a guy running around, he's a dork, he has glasses, he also doesn't have the same color shirt as anybody else on the field. So you run around, if you see people on the other team, you punch and kick and throw tires and soda cans and pieces of wood, and you just knock them out, and, you know, eventually they'll die and they'll have to go respawn over in their corner somewhere. And, you know, so it's kind of like a 3D brawling type game, but if you see the dude... Oh man, if you see the dude, you grab him. You pick that dude up over your head, and while your teammates are like punching the other team and making sure they're off your back, and you're running all the way back to your home base to throw him in a dumpster. It's kind of a visceral, fun thing to do in a game, to just grab a guy and throw him in a dumpster and earn a point for it. Yes! And then he responds, and you get to do it again, and you cycle through who plays as the dude. Because the dude can be an actual player, and, you know, you try to avoid being captured. So that's interesting. I believe there's a couple different maps. It's network play, it's local play. It has, I believe it has about two or three maps to add to a little variety. There's, like I said, items and environmental hazards. And it's, like I said, I've never been able to get a lot of people together in one place to play such a game, but I imagine that if you got, like, even half what they suggest, if you get, like, 16 people together, you can have a pretty, like, a game that you actually have to sort of not only have brawler-based skills, but you may actually need, you know, some sort of, like, strategy and teamwork to win. Because, I mean, you know, there's a dude out there, and you've got to capture him. And if you don't capture that dude, you... No honor to Niketsu Monogatari. Monogatari doesn't mean city, but that's beside the point. You need to capture the dude. Sitting here thinking about it actually reminds me, this is 2001. This is far precursoring? This is far before the idea of Fat Princess came up, where, you know, you have sort of like a dynamic flag to be captured. This is a game where you actually have a player being the flag, so the flag can go and be devious off on his own. So it's, if nothing else, it's an early sign of, you know, unique gameplay and sort of bringing a it's not even just a random element, it's just like more action, more trying to figure out where he went and what's going on. Also, you get to throw dudes into dumpsters to score points. I can't get over that, no matter how many times I think about it. That's still freaking awesome. But I'm just getting excited now. Alright, that's two games. Look forward to more games in the future from DigiPen, like Aerial Nocturne and Crazy Loose 64 and its sequel, Crazy Cross. I'm going to have to go back and look through, because there were actually some really fun games in there, and I don't remember them all right now. Bontiago is always a good one, too. I will put links to both the DigiPen website and downloads to the games I've mentioned in the show notes. Show notes can be found at elitekustudios.net/podcast. You can send an email to podcast@elitekustudios.net, and we have some crazy fun times. Oh my god, it's already after 1 in the morning. Alright, good night, folks. The music for this episode was River City Robot, OC Remix, by Bo. It was found on ocremix.org. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn, joined by the ghost of Eleanor Roosevelt. Of course, you can't tell, because she cannot speak. I think my brain just exploded.